And just in case you weren't sure, we have the government's updated health guidelines for parents. Weirdest thing in the world, this. So you can now work out whether your kids should be at school. Part of the guidance, that guidance on symptoms of concern like vomiting and fever and sore throat and wheezing, a special section for anxiety. Auckland Primary Principals Association Vice President Kyle Brewerton's with us on this. Kyle, morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
It's the strangest thing in the world because ACT are normally a party of some level of common sense. Forget the politics for a moment, but there's logic to what they're doing. Why are they telling us how to run our lives?
Yeah, it's a curious state of affairs when we're telling parents how and when they could be sending their kid to school based on how ill they are.
Do you think anyone's going to take this advice and go, I hadn't worked that out, and sort of actually follow it? Will it materially change anything?
Oh, I think, to be fair, what it's really doing is contributing to that bigger message that you need to get back to school. It's, you know, we've got this big issue around our attendance, and this is just another way of sort of saying, you know, let's get rid of any more sort of issues and get them back to school.
Good, because that's what I think it's all about, and I think we're all on board with that. There aren't enough kids at school. But are we, in your view, have we become too soft, and this is just a broad-based message going, look, harden up a little bit and let's get back to what we were pre-COVID?
Yeah, that'd be a fair statement. I think, you know, we've had 4 years of being sort of erring on the side of caution, if you like. So, you know, it's really just about sort of redressing the balance.
And how do you guys deal with it? I mean, when the kid rings up sick, what do? Do you change your attitude or stance, or do you make a few more phone calls or send out a different text or whatever?
Oh, that sits inside the whole attendance piece. So if you've got a kid who's a regular non-attendee, then you start sort of looking for patterns. You start looking, you know, a bit of Monday-itis or hump-day-itis, and if you start seeing patterns like that, then we'll start to work with those families. And worst case, you start to lean on some of those services to get extra support as well.
And how much of the overall attendance issue is kids being soft or parents being soft for kids versus more broad-based issues like they just don't want to be there?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say it's a huge part of it. I mean, it's definitely there, but there's much bigger issues at play than a few kids who are not turning up because they don't really want to be there, or parents just sort of being a bit soft, as you say.
You reckon this is going to change anything materially?
No, but like I said, really it's about just contributing to that bigger message, get them to school.
Good. All right, Kyle, appreciate it. Kyle Brewerton, who's the Auckland Primary Principals Association Vice President.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.